From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. This weekend, the Arkansas Capitol building will be the site of two rallies with two very different messages. The first demonstration on Saturday is the follow-up to last year's well-attended Women's March. It was in large part a reaction to the election of President Donald Trump. Dozens of women allege the former casino owner and reality television star sexually assaulted them. He's also bragged about it in an Access Hollywood tape. The rally may now be bolstered by the Me Too movement as well. This event, styled March on the Polls 2018, will walk from West Capitol and South Pulaski Streets to the State Capitol building. There, they'll join up with the 8th Annual Rally for Reproductive Justice. But if the past is any predictor, expect an even larger crowd the next day to support an opposite viewpoint. The March for Life takes place Sunday, which calls for an end to abortion. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge is its keynote speaker, but her support for the death penalty has drawn a stiff rebuke from a normally steadfast fixture of the anti-abortion movement. Catholic Bishop Anthony Taylor announced he won't participate this year due to Rutledge's speaking role. The Arkansas Catholic newspaper notes the rally is organized by Arkansas Right to Life, but was founded 40 years ago with the help of a different bishop, Andrew McDonald. Bishop Taylor says he asked for a new speaker but was refused. Taylor wrote, "The church teaches human life and human dignity must be protected from the first moment of conception to natural death and every stage in between, and that even people who have been sentenced to death possess this dignity, which is why capital punishment must be abolished." The 2 p.m. march traditionally follows the Mass for Life, held at noon. In a letter, Bishop Taylor acknowledges that many in his church will still attend this march and reminded his flock that Mass will still take place as well as we pray for an end to abortion on this 45th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.